Say amen. Whoever get there, Judges 15, go to verse 6. We'll all stand, we'll read, we'll pray, and see what the Master has for lunch this day. Amen. That's the Judges, chapter number 15, and we'll read verse 6, verse 7, verse 8, and then we shall pray. The Bible says in verse number 6, then the Philistines said, who have done this? And they answered, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timonite, because he have taken his wife and given her to his companion. And the Philistines came up and burnt her and her father with fire. And Samson said unto them, though you have done this, yet will I be avenged of you. And after that, I will cease. And the Bible says, and he smote them hip and thigh with a great slaughter. And he went down and dwelt on the top of the rock Edom. That word avenged means to not only avenge, it also means vengeance. It means a grudge. In other words, to retaliate. And I want to talk this morning, that little thought, retaliation. Father, I pray this morning for divine help. I pray, God, for divine guidance. I pray, God, for fresh anointing and fresh touch. I pray, God, to fill up the Holy Spirit. I pray, God, for the liberty to preach the precious, life-changing Word of God. I pray, God, you'll be our protector, Lord, as we listen to the Word of God. Protect our ears from hearing those things that would distract us, our mind from thinking those thoughts that would get us off course and not hear what you're trying to say to us. I pray, God, that you'll be all we need you to be and much more. And for that, Father, we'll shout hallelujah. I pray, God, for that person that no doubt is among us or watching that's in distress. They're in discouragement. They're in dismay. But I pray, God, that you'd come by and lift their heads up and empower them with what they need to have in order to be victorious. And with that, Father, we'll shout hallelujah. I pray, God, we've not just have gathered today just to gather, but I pray, God, we've gathered to worship you, but also, God, to hear from you and be directed by you and to follow you, to live for you, to die for you. And with that, God, we'll thank you. And then, Lord, there's one here or watching that's not saved, blood-bought, born again, redeemed, on their way to heaven. I pray, God, this that day they receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, yes, sir, and King. And for that, God, we'll praise you. That's it for now, Father. We'll talk to you a little bit later. And for lifting anything out, please, sir, take care of that as well. For us in your son's name, we pray. Not a weak Jesus, but mighty Jesus. Amen. Amen. May be seated. Retaliation. Now I know that we probably don't even know how to spell that word because we would never try to retaliate or any such thing. But nonetheless, there might be some folks that we know that might seek retaliation, and so perhaps we can help them with this message this morning. Amen. But nonetheless, the Bible says in verse number 7 that Samson said to them, "Though you have done this, yet will I be avenged. I'm going to get vengeance. I'm going to take care of this grudge that I have against you." But what has started all of this? If you go back to Tuesday, if you remember, going back to chapter 14, he had a riddle, and he told these guys, if you can solve this riddle, I'll give you a bunch of garments. But if you cannot discern the riddle, then you will give me 30 garments. And then the Bible tells us that they went to his wife, soon-to-be wife, and they said, hey, you tell him, get him to tell you what that riddle is, the answer. If not, then we're going to kill you and your daddy. And so she goes to Samson. She tells Samson, and she said, you don't love me. You hate me. What are you talking about? Because you won't tell me the riddle. And the Bible says that she went from day to day trying to get the riddle from him. And he finally told her what the riddle was. And then, of course, she went and told the Philistines what the riddle was. And on the seventh day, when they came together, they said, I'll tell you what the riddle is. And they told him. And he knew right away that they had been talking with his wife. And so he went out and slew 30 men and brought them the garments. And then the Bible says, now going to verse number 19, and this of chapter 14, verse 19, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ascalon and slew 30 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave change of garments unto them, which has found the riddle. And the Bible says his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend. He got so upset, instead of going back to his wife, he went back to his daddy's house. And sometimes if we're not careful, and we're married and we get into a disagreement, then we'll get up and go back to mama house. Hold on. The Bible says that when we get married, we become two. We become uno. One. In other words, my dear friends, we need to work some things out. But he goes back to his father's house, and then the Bible says the father-in-law takes the daughter and gives her to somebody else. But this all started, my friends, number one, by him seeking to marry the wrong person. She was a Philistine. And the Bible clearly taught that he was not supposed to marry her, not because she was a Philistine, but because they worshiped other gods. And now, my friends, we see that things are progressing. They're becoming out of hand. He's angry. He goes back home. And then we see he's going to come back. And what's going to happen is going to cause him to want to retaliate. That word retaliation means to return like for like, especially evil for evil. It means to get even with someone. The synonyms are to pay back, to repay, return, get back at, take an eye for an eye. But the Bible tells us that's how we're supposed to work those things out. Hold your place here. In Romans chapter number 12, go to Romans 12 and verse 19, the Bible tells us exactly how to handle a situation where someone has wronged us, and they have wronged us. But the Bible says in Romans 12 and verse 19, he says, dearly beloved, in verse 19, chapter 12 of Romans, dearly beloved, avenge, and that word avenge means retaliate. Avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance, vindication, punishment is mine, I will repay. And somebody said, glory to God, that's what I'm talking about, I'm going to repay him. No, saith who? The Lord. The Bible says, therefore, if an enemy hungers, starve him to death. No. Feed him. Somebody say, yeah, poison. No. Feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Not retaliation. But oftentimes when we are hurt, and we find ourselves angry, we want revenge. We want to retaliate. We want payback. We want somebody to pay for what happened to me. Somebody's got to pay. And I want to be the person that makes them pay. But the Bible says, no, no, no. The Lord says, let me handle that. That's what Samson should have done. Because a lot's going to happen because of his retaliation. The first thing we see is Samson's return back in Judges chapter 15 and verse 1. He goes back to his father's house. Now he has returned. And the Bible says in verse 1, but it came to pass within a while, he was gone for a little while, after in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid, a goat. And he said, I will go into my wife, into the chamber. But a father would not suffer him to go in. Wouldn't allow him. Whoa. Oh, but I got gifts. Hello, somebody. I left angry. But I got a gift now. I'm going to make things better, right? You know, it's going to be all right. Now everything's going to be smoothed over. Sometimes a gift ain't going to do it. He comes back with a gift. He comes back with his goat. And the Bible says, her father said, whoa, 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 stop, buddy. Hold on. We see, my friends, the father's response in verse 2. And her father said, I barely thought, this is what I thought, that thou hadst utterly hated her. Therefore, I gave her to thy companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? She's prettier. Take her, I pray thee, instead of her. What's happened? Because Samson left, he was angry. And he was bitter, he was mad. He goes back to the house, and the father assumes, well, he hates her, he don't want her no more. And now he comes back. So we never gave her away. Isn't it amazing how we can assume things? He was coming back, apparently. But he left angry. But sometimes, my friends, our actions can cause people to assume things that might not necessarily be true. And then we'll come back and, wait a minute, that's not what I meant. That was not my... No, hold on a second. Well, no, this is what we thought based upon how you responded. A lot of times, my dear friends, we can respond with words of anger and hostility toward those that we love, whether it be family members or friends or co-workers or whatever the case might be. We'll say ugly things. We'll say hateful things. And they just assume, well, I guess we're done, I guess. I guess our friendship's over. I guess our relationship is over. I guess our fellowship has deceased. I guess that's it. And we'll come back and try to make things right. And they say, wait a minute, the damage has now been done. Friends, our actions are very important. Our words are very important. And we see in this verse that when he comes back to get his wife, her dad said, I thought you hated her, and I've given her to your buddy. I've given her to the best man. I guess he was like, the best man wasn't the best man, was he? Amen. What are you saying, preacher? We see the father's response, and now we see Samson's response and his retaliation. The Bible said in verse 3, and Samson said concerning them, now shall I be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure. And Samson went and caught 300 foxes and took firebrands and turned tail to tail and put a firebrand in the midst between two tails. And when he had set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines and burn up both the stalks and also the standing corn with the vineyards and the olives. What's going on now? Well, he feels like it was their fault. If they had not messed with his wife and got the answer from her, then he would not be in the situation that he is in. So because of that, I'm going to burn all y'all stuff up. He's going to retaliate. And he gets all these foxes, ties their tails together with basically a brush and a stick, whatever, with bush on it, sets it on fire, and they run out and burn up everything. This man's upset. And hold on. Now we could say, well, bless God, he had every right to be. Because if they hadn't messed with her, if they hadn't did all this kind of stuff, then we wouldn't be in this situation. But you know what, my dear friends? A lot of times we try to justify our actions when our actions have not been blessed by our Father. He hadn't talked to God one bit. He had gone to God and said, wait a minute, Lord, look what's happened with the situation here, with my wife, and look what's going on here. Lord, what should I do? He didn't do that. And sometimes, my dear friends, what we would do is we'll retaliate against someone who has hurt us or wronged us, and we'll say, you know what? I'm bless the name of the Lord. I'm doing it in Jesus' name. Did you talk to Jesus? Well, that's beyond the point. No, it ain't. Because, my dear friends, you and I need direction from God first. Don't just take it upon yourself. Well, you understand, they did this. They hurt me. They wounded me. Somebody's got to pay. But did you talk to the Father? What did he say? It don't matter. I mean, this is common sense. This is very practical. It makes sense. I mean, they did this, so I'm going to do this. Well, it may cause you more problems than what you realize when we start getting to that retaliation thing. You throw a brick at me, I'm going to throw one back at you. Then you're going to throw one at me, then I'm going to throw one back. And then what's going to happen? Somebody's going to get hurt. Watch what happens. We see now the Philistines' retaliation. In verse number 6, then the Philistines said, Who have done this? Who have burnt the box? Listen, now you gotta realize burning up all this stuff is burning up their livelihood. This is like setting somebody's business on fire.
They said, who have done this? And they answered, Samson. The son of a Timonite, because he had taken his wife and given her to his companion. Watch, watch what happens. And the Philistines came up and burnt Samson. Oh! Burnt her and her father with fire. Well, wait a minute. Samson want to burn your stuff up? Yeah. But he wouldn't have burnt our stuff up. Wasn't for her. You see what's going on here? So they retaliated against her. They killed his wife and her father. A lot of times, my dear friends, when we are retaliating against someone and we think that we're hurting them, and if they want to deal with me, come on at me, and we're the ones going to get hurt. Somebody close to us is going to wind up getting hurt. How many times have we seen somebody writing a realm of news or watching on television where somebody was retaliating against another gang member and they were shooting at them, but then they shot somebody who had nothing to do with it? Had nothing to do with it. They were innocent bystanders, but yet they got shot as well because somebody was retaliating. Sometimes, let's bring it to the home. Sometimes in the home, because you have a husband and a wife who have gone their separate ways, but they've got kids. And now, my dear friends, because of their bitterness and their anger toward each other, they're retaliating against one another, but who gets hurt? The kid. More than 9 out of 10 times, it's that child that gets hurt because of the anger and the hostility of two people against each other. And they say, well, I'm going to hold back. You won't see this child. Or they start feeding them things. Well, you know, your mama, you know, your daddy is this and that. Or not even tell them that in their face, but they hear the conversation. So I didn't teach them that. Yeah, they heard you talking on the telephone. They heard what you said to your buddy. And now they're the ones that's going to be wounded and hurt in some particular way, my friends. And you know what might happen? They might not wind up liking you. When we retaliate, we've not talked to God whatsoever. And we're retaliating. It's amazing how those who are the closest to us wind up being the ones who get hurt. Look what the Bible says next. We see the Philistines' retaliation. And now we see Samson's retaliation. Verse 7. And Samson says to them, though you have done this, yet will I be avenged of you. You killed my wife. You killed my father-in-law. And the Bible says that after that, I will cease. I'm going to stop after I'm done. And the Bible says he smote them hip and thigh with a great slaughter. And then after he killed them, the Bible didn't say how many he killed. He went down and dwelt in the top of the rock Edom. He kills them and he goes on top of the rock and sits down. Now I guess everything's over. Everything's ceased. But it hadn't. It's going to pick up steam. Oh, but I got my revenge. It's not over yet. When you and I retaliate, when you and I are trying to get even with somebody, we're trying to hurt somebody because they hurt us, my dear friends, there's all kind of damage that will take place. And the rewards of retaliation are not those people being lifted up, but it's other folks and perhaps even ourselves being brought down and down and down. What are you saying, preacher? He never, when you go from verse 1 all the way down to verse 8, you don't see the Lord showing up anywhere in the conversation whatsoever. Who are we going to get our directions from? I'm just going to follow my flesh. Don't do that. The Bible tells us to have no confidence in the flesh. You can't trust your flesh. Your flesh will mess you up. I mean, you say, well, this is how I feel. Well, you feel a lot of ways. Yesterday morning, I felt great. Yesterday afternoon, I felt bad. That's how I felt. You may feel like you're loved by everybody. And then feel like you're hated by everybody. If we go by our feelings, my friends, we're going to be up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. And watch what's going to happen. It's going to hurt some people that's around us. What the Bible teaches us is that what you and I need to be is be ye angry and what? And sin not. What did Samson do? He sinned. He didn't talk to God. And by the way, remember, the Lord was going to use him to be the deliverer of not the complete deliverance, but start the deliverance for Israel. But did y'all notice something here? Everything he has done has been done out of selfishness. Not one thing to do with Israel. It's all been because of how it affected him and him attacking other people. And by the way, do you see him fighting with anyone? He's a lone ranger. He by himself. And a lot of times, my dear friends, when we are trying to do things by ourselves, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. The Bible says to seek counsel, seek wisdom, seek advice. But what he sought was revenge. Was revenge. And we'll see in verse 9, the Bible says, then the Philistines went up and pitched in Judah and spread themselves in Lehi. And the men of Judah said, why you come up against us? What are we doing? What's up? And they answered, to bind Samson. Are we come up to do to him as he have done to us? It's not over. It's not over. I remember growing up as a kid, and you get into it with some of the other kids around the neighborhood, and the whole summer, everybody's retaliating. There were certain streets we couldn't even walk down. There were certain, I remember over on Laurel, I couldn't go down Augusta by Laramie. Because on Augusta by Laramie, there was a bunch of guys that lived in the building up there that we had an altercation with. And we had a fight out there on the street. And man, the police came out there and we tried to take off. They pulled out our guns. It was crazy. But every time I would go down that part of Augusta Boulevard toward Laramie, I'm gonna go through the schoolyard. I can't walk on this side of the street. They might recognize me. Because it ain't over. Because they retaliated, we retaliated, and we spent that summer retaliating. And that's what's happening when you and I take it into our own hands. It's only going to get worse. Now, we're going to stop here. We're going to pick up this story tonight. But I do have three questions I want to ask you this morning. Have you been tempted to retaliate? Have you been tempted to retaliate? You were hurt for real, straight up. You were done wrong. Have you been tempted to retaliate? The second question is this. Is anger beginning to stir more and more? Because what happens, my friends, is my anger begins to stir more and more. And we start sitting there and start thinking about it over and over and over in our minds. We get madder and madder and madder. And all of a sudden we start thinking ways, devising ways to get even, to retaliate. And the third question is this. How are you going to respond? How are you going to respond? And then our statement is this. Let's ask the Lord for his help and for his direction. Father, thank you that you can